U.S. Army ends gender-affirming procedures. No longer accepting transgender individuals. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 14, 2025. The United States Army announced that it would no longer be allowing transgender-identifying individuals to join the military and would no longer be performing medical procedures associated with gender transition. The hashtag U.S. Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join the military and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members, the U.S. Army wrote in a post on X. The announcement from the U.S. Army comes after President Donald Trump previously signed an executive order stating that people who express a false gender identity divergent from an individual's sex cannot satisfy the rigorous standards necessary for military service. Consistent with a military mission and long-standing DoD policy, expressing a false gender identity divergent from an individual's sex cannot satisfy the rigorous standards necessary for military service. Beyond the hormonal and surgical medical interventions involved, adoption of a gender identity inconsistent with an individual's sex conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. A man's assertion that he is a woman, and his requirement that others honor this falsehood, is not consistent with the humility and selflessness required of a service member. The executive order also states that the policy of the U.S. government is to establish high standards for troop readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity, adding that the policy is inconsistent with the medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals with gender dysphoria. Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen previously reported that the Pentagon under the Trump administration had announced that it was pausing all new accessions for individuals with a history of gender dysphoria, and that medical procedures that facilitate and affirm a gender transition were also paused. A Rasmussen Report survey conducted between January 29 to 30 and February 2, of 1,325 likely voters found that 54% of likely voters in the U.S. approve of Trump's executive order to discharge military service members who identify as transgender. The survey also found that 41% of likely voters in the U.S. disapprove of discharging transgender service members.